Canada's etiquette guy is in studio with us for the next bit, and we've solicited through the texting, the tweeting, and the email your questions, and we're all ready to ask etiquetteguy.com, who is in studio with us, Jay Reamer. Jay, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Jim.
All right, so we've got some great questions here for you, and we're going to try to get to as many of them as we can. Some of them, I think, are perhaps things you've handled every day. Some of them, I think you're going to be asking, who the hell would ask that question? First of all, etiquette. Unless you're raised by a bunch of, this is the proper way to do this. First question for you, Jay, is, unless you're raised by a bunch of gorillas, isn't it most of this stuff no-brainer?
It is, and actually, the gorillas have it figured out.
They're better than we are.
Well, they are because they teach their children by example.
Yep.
We forget to teach our children by example. So the example that we set is what they pick up. And look at them.
So. But here's the other thing. Everybody says, oh, the kids today. But the generation before that said the kids today. And the generation before that said the kids today. Are we really worse off now than we ever were?
Well, you know, that's a really good way of looking at it. And so from one angle, no, we're not any worse off. From another angle, we are. Because things have speeded up so quickly. The world has shrunk. And we don't have time for any self-evaluation anymore. So we get ourselves into trouble. More quickly.
We do. Okay, well, let's see what kind of trouble we can get you into. Here is scenario number one for etiquetteguy.com, Jay Reamer. Scenario number one, a couple of these involve public transit. I'm going off the sheet, and I'm going to give a story from my life. I'm standing in the subway, and I see there's a young kid who's sleeping there on the subway, which is all fine and dandy. I don't have a problem with that. And then this elderly gentleman, has to be mid-80s, comes in with a cane, and he's standing. And no, I'm also standing. Nobody's doing anything. Is it proper to give a fellow transit rider, if nobody's doing anything, to, I don't want to say give him hell, I don't want to be rude about it, but can I wake up that 17-year-old who's tired and going to high school?
You can try. It's probably not going to work, but I think what would be better to do would be to assist the older guy so that he can work his way around the young guy.
You wouldn't give him a seat?
Oh, I would absolutely give him a seat.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, nobody's getting up to give this guy a seat.
Oh, yeah, you get up.
So can I? No, but I'm saying, can I stand up for the guy and say, is somebody going to get up here so this guy can sit down?
You can, but why don't you just get up yourself?
No, I am standing.
Oh,
I'm
you
saying
are standing.
It's crowded.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Absolutely. But don't pick on the poor kid that's all drugged up, sitting half asleep.
Why can't I call somebody out?
Well, because the goal is to get a seat available, right?
Yeah.
So he's probably the least likely to give up his seat because he's probably only semi-conscious. So pick on somebody else.
Okay, I'll pick on somebody else.
Like a, a healthy pregnant woman.
It is okay to call somebody out, to speak up. If I'm also standing and there's an elderly person or somebody who's disabled, you can speak up.
You can. I mean, sort of one of the rules of etiquette is not to embarrass other people. However, on the other hand, when people are so collectively rude, there's nothing wrong with saying, come on, folks, let's get together here and help out.
All right. I'm at the Tim Hortons. There's a huge lineup. Scenario number two, great Canadian etiquette. Here's scenario number two. I'm at the Tim Hortons. There's a huge lineup. I don't have a lot of time, folks, but I have money and I can buy coffee for all of you. So when I go to the guy at the front of the line and I say, you know what? Here's $10. Get yourself whatever you were going to get and get me a large double-double. That's not officially butting in, is it? Etiquetteguy.com?
Yes, it is.
But it is officially butting in. I'm buying him a coffee.
It doesn't matter whether you're paying for it or not. You're still butting in. You're still jumping the line ahead of all the other people. So, yes, you are technically butting in.
But he's going to get coffee. He's going to have extra. What kind of treats he could get and maybe buy another coffee for somebody, somebody else.
So what you're doing is you're leading somebody down a bad path to being even more rude than you.
All right. So I'm one for two here, folks, if you're keeping score. One for two with the etiquette guy. Scenario number three with etiquette guy Jay Reamer, who is at etiquetteguy.com. All right. Is there ever any good reason to whisper in the workplace in front of people? I say that's rude.
It is rude. So you're two for three. But I think that it's rude because if other people see you whispering, it means that you're talking about something that you shouldn't be talking about in public, and therefore you should take your conversation private so that it's actually private so that you don't have to whisper.
Could you repeat that again for people perhaps in the other studio when whether or not it's rude or not?
All right. It is rude because if you're going to whisper, that means that you're probably saying something that you shouldn't be saying in a public place. And if you're in a public place, don't say it. Go into a private situation and do it that way.
In a moment, folks, with the etiquette guy from etiquetteguy.com, we are going through some of Canada's great etiquette dilemmas. In a moment, who still uses the postal service, folks? There's never a good reason to use a stamp any longer. You can email a thank you note using the internet. That's my advice. We'll find out what Mr. Smarty Pants from etiquetteguy.com has to say. We're with Jay Reamer here on the Feel Good Edition. We are going to kill that record. By the time this segment's over, folks, you're going to be sick of Masterpiece Theater Theme. Can anybody think of another song that we could use for a segment such as this? The segment, by the way, is Canada's Etiquette Guy. If you're Canada's Etiquette Guy, why don't you go canadasetiquetteguy.com? If I Googled canadasetiquetteguy.com, is it going to go to you?
No.
You just
if
etiquette
you go
guy.
To etiquetteguy.ca, it'll come to me.
All right. Okay, the question I asked you before we took a break is, I want to send a thank you note. I'm going to send it via the great internet, and I'm not going to waste paper, waste a stamp, and use the obsolete postal service, which should only be delivering twice a week anyway. What says you, Jay Reamer of etiquetteguy.com?
I think a handwritten thank you note has a different impact than an email.
What if I used one of those handwritten fonts? Gotcha.
I think a handwritten email, handwritten note that arrives in the mail has a different impact than an email. I mean, imagine getting one yourself.
Yeah, the impact is what took so long.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is that it doesn't take but a minute to write a handwritten thank you note, but the impact is much stronger. It shows that you actually care and that you are sincere about your gratitude.
So then I have to go out and I have to buy a card, or I have to get like a pad of paper that looks like it's important, and some envelopes that aren't normal envelope size. I have to do all of this stuff just because I care about somebody.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, they sell them in multiples, so you can buy like a whole box of 12, so it gets you through a whole year.
Wrong answer. What's the score, by the way? How am I doing? I'm 3-2. No, I'm 5.
I think I'm winning.
Two right. All right. So etiquette guys don't know how to count. All right. How about we go to the phones, ladies and gentlemen? Neil on the line for etiquette guy. Neil,
Hi,
what's your etiquette question?
Hi, Jim. Hi. I'm driving downtown. This is my scenario. And let's say a guy in a minivan, let's call him the mayor, gives you the bird because he's talking on the phone and you tried to interrupt him. What's the proper conduct there?
If you see the mayor of, say, just for an example, Toronto, and he's texting and driving, do you, A, just kind of motion to him to put down the phone, B, do that and maybe kind of follow him from light to light, belittling him, and then see, do two of the above, and also contact the media?
I would, contact the media.
Would you really contact the media?
Oh, yeah. What a fun... I mean, I'd contact you, because you'd do something with a story.
All right.
But otherwise, it's none of your business, basically, and I just drive on.
Yeah,
I might
be a busybody?
It's not any of your business, so, just take care of yourself. Because if you engage in that, you're giving him the power over yourself and what your day is going to be like. And I wouldn't do that, not for the mayor of Toronto or anybody else.
Okay, here are some other submissions that we've got. I've been with my common-law, this is from Barbara, I've been with my common-law hubby for 17 years. His wife always introduces me as his friend. What would be the proper term she could use when she is introducing me to people because it drives me crazy? I would say his girlfriend or his...
How about partner?
Partner.
Yeah. I mean, even life partner would be fine. If they're not actually husband and wife, I really hate the word hubby.
His friend.
Yeah.
But 17 years.
Yeah. I mean, really, that's insulting. I mean, I would hope it would be your friend, because otherwise, why would you even be standing next to
her? But how do you bring it up? That's the proper term, but how do you bring that up?
You have to bring it up in private with the person and say, look, I don't want you to call introducing me as friend anymore. I want you to introduce me as your partner, because we have a closer relationship with that, and if you don't respect that, then...
But if somebody who referred to me that way called me his friend or her friend, I would think you would have to, if in her case, go to her common-law husband and say, can you talk to your mom? Or you think you're saying that she has to go right to the mom? Don't you think she has to get him to do it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, for sure, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. After she sleeps with me and sneaks out before I wake up, do I still have to call her Aunt Helen at a family function? Etiquette Guy from etiquetteguy.com.
I would definitely call her Aunt Helen at a family function. You would want to keep that one masked as well as possible.
Yes, that is the correct answer. Here's what I say. You're on the subway, not the subway, you're on a streetcar, and somebody's using a phone, and they're talking really, really loudly. Mm-hmm. And then you try to make the point by getting on your phone and talking really loudly. And then they say to you, excuse me, can I get some privacy? I always like to say back to them, can I get some public? You're in public. How about some public? How do you deal with somebody talking really loudly on a cell phone in a restaurant, blah, 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 anywhere?
You know, I think it's one of the rudest things that you can possibly do. And I would try and do it in a private way, but I would just say, tone it down.
Can you ever blow your nose at the dinner table, or do you have to get up and leave the dinner table? And if you have to blow your nose?
Get up and go to the washroom if you have to blow your nose. And for God's sake, don't use your napkin.
If you have a 72-day marriage and donate the value of the gifts to charity, are you still a rhymes with how's it going a-hole?
Yes. There's no question about it. Because, and I'll tell you why, because it's still going to be to your benefit. The gifts should be returned, period.
The gifts should be returned.
Absolutely, no question.
Should the wedding ring...
And they should actually be accompanied by a handwritten note saying, thank you.
Wrong answer. Despite California law, should you still return the wedding ring?
No.
Really?
No, not unless it's a family heirloom from the groom. You keep the ring.
You keep the ring.
Yep.
Let's go to Katrina on News Talk 1010 for Jay Reamer, Etiquette Guy, Canada's Etiquette Guy, but the website is etiquetteguy.com. Katrina, go ahead. You're on News Talk 1010.
Hey, Jimmy. Great show and great Etiquette Guy, I got to say. I'm loving every second of it. My question is, and this actually happened in real life. See, I was at a restaurant one evening when my slip fell off. Then it was handed back to me by a male stranger. Now, was that proper etiquette on his part?
Why wouldn't he hand it back to you?
Well, I mean, I didn't think there was anything wrong with it, but it's
hold on one second. Hold on,
right.
Jay. Do you like the music, or do you want to kill it? The music. Do you like the music?
Oh, it's my favorite.
Okay, we're gonna keep the music then. I was gonna say, turf
like the music.
Too. You like the music too? Okay,
I love it.
All right. All right. So what's the answer, Jay?
So Katrina,
yes.
Yeah, I think it's fine for the waiter to bring it to you as long as it's done subtly.
But you see, I'm a feminist, right? And those sorts of things kind of really bother me. And the truth of the matter is, it wasn't a waiter; it was just a man at another table. He kind of picked it up and handed it back to me. But that's a personal garment, you know what I mean? And although I didn't see anything wrong with it, it just didn't feel right either.
Well, yep. You know, if you're really a feminist, I don't know why are you wearing a slip anyway?
Oh, why not? I don't know. Don't feminists wear pants? Don't feminists wear undergarments? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I think that's a toss-up.
All right. Thank you very much, Katrina.
Thank you, guys. I love the show.
I think Katrina right there. All right. Jay Reamer is Canada's Etiquette Guy. His website, one more time, is etiquetteguy.com. We'll link it on the Jim Richards page of News Talk 1010. Jay, what are you doing? What are you up to? Or is there anything else we need to know?
No, I've been having an absolutely fantastic week here. I've been teaching...
Where are you from?
I'm from St. Andrews, New Brunswick.
St. Andrews, New Brunswick.
Yep.
All right.
And I've traveled here, and I'm teaching workshops to some wedding professionals. Holly Matrimony Weddings is sponsoring the tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I've taught last night. Tonight I'm doing a dining etiquette workshop. Tomorrow I'm doing tea etiquette at the Royal York. And on Friday I'm teaching entertaining with no stress.
Entertaining with no stress. Does the etiquette guy get an espresso from Tim Hortons coming out on November the 15th?
To be perfectly truthful, I've never been to a Tim Hortons. How's that?
Canada's Etiquette Guy. Well, you won't be able to talk to Rob Ford. That's all I know. You sound like one of the elitists that we only read of in the newspaper.
No, I just don't have a Tim Hortons anywhere near me.
You should hang out and talk to John Tory. You'll get along. All right, that's the Etiquette Guy, etiquetteguy.com.